Well, John, that was an amazing game. How would you sum it up?
A tale of two halves, really. Before the game, I knew it would be a tricky game. I watched when they defeated Peterborough, they won with the same formation with a diamond against us. They've got threats when Pope's on that kind of form, and Vaughan and Hope's a handful as well. But we knew if we could just nullify him a little bit, but the first goal changes it a little. But I thought we responded well to that. Second goal was a little bit of a fluke. The lad hasn't meant it, but that happens sometimes. At half-time, would I be happy with a point? Of course, if I was honest, I'd say yes. But then at full-time, am I disappointed with a point? Yes, I am, because we were two minutes away from winning it, and a bit disappointed with the third goal. But it was a little bit too easy. But I thought second half, we showed a lot of character. We showed a lot of belief. At half-time, none of my lads' heads were down. We still believe that they can see goals. We know they score goals as well, but they can see goals. We knew if we could get the first one, then I fancied us to go on and win it, which we nearly did. But happy with the point. I think they're going to take points off people, and Brassy's got them playing with a bit of energy now, and there's a better feeling about the place. But we're disappointed, but there's no regrets, and that's a little bit different. We gave our all, and we nearly came out on top. But it just keeps a bit of a run going, and just keeps them at bay as well, and maybe pushes on to Wednesday.
I spoke to you before the game about exposing the fragility that they've got in terms of their confidence here, and you very nearly did that, didn't you, with the three goals?
Yeah, it is. And you ask any manager, when you're 2-0 down, you of course you'd take a point. The next goal is going to be huge, and we spoke about that. We said we need to be on a front foot. I still thought we were a little bit too safe in the first half. And we needed to go and see if they could handle us, our offensive play, and I don't think they could. I even thought we'd get on and get a fourth. But it happens sometimes, and we'll take it on the chin. But keep the run moving forward, and then we'll see if we can take momentum into Wednesday now.
And Jason McCarthy, two goals again. He's having an astonishing season in many ways, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought the first one was a really good finish. And the second one, he's getting himself into that. I think he enjoys that wing-back role, the Amanjo, and you can see why, because they get themselves in the box and they create more bodies for me in the box as well, which is good. I thought our shape second half was excellent. I thought the back three coped with them much better. And I think all over the park we were much better second half. You could ask why aren't we like that the first half, but I thought the first half was very cagey. I think from both teams it was trying to nullify each other's threats, and it was very tactical, I thought. As soon as we played with a bit of freedom in the second half and a bit more belief and no fear, I think that's when we're a really dangerous team, and we're starting to see that now in the last three games. We can see what kind of an attacking threat we can have.
Just a lack of concentration for the equaliser, did you feel, or how did you see that?
Yeah, I thought they probably got the crossing a bit too easy, and we should have dealt with it better. I haven't looked at it too many times, but I'll have a little look at that and work out if we need to work on some kind of technical drills in the coming weeks. But that's life, isn't it? Of course, if we go back, we can always make certain experiences better. But I'll take a point for now, and I think the lads are disappointed because we didn't go on and win it. But it's still got momentum moving to Wednesday.